we have a show to do. We have a show to do.
Live from the 6th subfloor basement of the Guys Games and Beer Towers, it's the podcast of diminishing expectations. Guys Games and Beer!
Yay!
Full
We
took more prisoners!
Yes!
So it is a, it is a full press court today. Alright, so I suppose...
Did you say full press court?
So I suppose we should start with a court though, Rob.
Oh shit snacks!
Oh shit snacks!
There's snacks?
Yeah!
Ba-da-bum!
Ba-da-bum-bum! Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-ba-da-da!
Beer court!
Alright, so what do we got tonight for beer court, guys?
Beer.
Surprise! It's beer! I'm amazed. I'm absolutely amazed.
Well, this weekend I was up in Green Bay. We were in Titletown. Actually, it's a new area right outside of Lambeau Field. They actually named it Titletown.
Yeah.
And out there is the...
Bulldoze to neighborhood.
Did you go up to the
No, we didn't.
To the roof?
We didn't go to the roof. That. But right next door is... I think that's the Kohler building. Or,
mm-hmm.
But we were at Hinterland. And just figured it's about that time a bunch of Oktoberfest beers are showing up. So
Tom's complete favorite. Side point. Did you try one of their pizzas? They have an amazing pizza crust. Mm.
We did, but the Reuben wasn't very good.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was like it kind of dried out. Actually, all the food was kind of like...
Order in the court, God damn it!
Wait for that.
All right, we're just going
out.
Yeah.
Leave it to Larry. Judge Bulger here.
Hold him in contempt.
Yeah,
I'll hold him
contemptuously.
This is the first time Rob's enforced anything.
Yeah,
like, not since my penalty shots were taken away from me.
Yeah, you scared me. Like.
Yeah.
So back to the booze.
Chocolate liquor.
Yeah, so let's go back to the beer. What do we have here tonight, Ryan?
It's an Oktoberfest beer, and it just like Wisconsin, it's got a beer deer on the front.
A beer deer.
So is the Hinterland the
brewery?
Brewery, yeah.
Which
okay.
We have done a Hinterland
I do have
before.
To say, like, I'm looking at this, it's probably like be great on cameras when I explain it. It's got a deer on the front, it says Oktoberfest. It looks super fucking hipster. Like, it's got this, like, bold slogan. It's like, in beer, in life, there is a choice. Those are three separate sentences, by the way.
What?
The tired and trodden, or the adventurous and bold, we choose adventure. Congratulations, you did too. This is fucking hipster
it's
beer.
It's a fucking October.
It's a little
fest.
Full of
yeah,
itself.
Yeah,
jerk pot. Come on.
Yeah.
It's
right.
A little
you're
full.
You're evidently a jerk pot.
What's the deer you shoot
that.
In October?
I don't all right. Know.
I mean, if it wasn't like a beer from up north,
off.
Then I would maybe agree with you, but it's, you know.
That was for you, Theodore.
Yeah, but it's Green Bay, though.
That's up north.
That's up north.
They don't use H's up there, up north.
Yeah,
up north.
Up north.
North.
I said it's past like the upper
north.
Half.
You know,
of my
but
hand
you're
accurate math.
If Wisconsin is a hand.
You know?
That's right. If Wisconsin's
wait,
the mitt,
wait,
like,
oh,
it's up on that part of the mitt.
Yeah, that's up north.
Yeah,
that's up north.
All right, let's give this a try, guys. See what we got.
All right, make sure you.
It doesn't.
In the bottles, just make sure you smell it. Take it in.
Somebody's been
let it breathe
recently.
Yeah, let it breathe out, you know.
It's a seasonal, no less.
It smells like a urinal cake.
That's because I put a urinal cake in yours.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I would take a couple
well,
seconds.
Well, it's one of the ways I take it.
You know, I'm okay with this.
Not bad.
No,
it doesn't taste like tin, that one beer.
Oh, God. Mm. Yeah, that was...
Was that
horrible.
Last week?
You guys
yeah.
were cracking me up last week. I was in the walk shop at work, and I was watching you guys.
I was like, oh man, I'm glad I'm not these assholes.
You're a good voice last week.
I missed out.
You know, that is really good, actually. That is a good Oktoberfest.
I'm not enjoying it. I'm not seeing what you think makes it good. Maybe that's just me.
I mean,
savage.
it's middle of the road.
It's clean. Oktoberfests tend to be a heavier beer, but not as heavy as a porter or a stout or something like that. They tend to be a lighter beer. Again, it's your fall beer for, you know.
Well, see, you know, I think that's maybe a little bit what's missing here is it's not particularly heavy.
I don't like it.
Have like that kind of almost caramely or.
But
know.
But if you look at like mainstream Oktoberfest beers, and there's lots of breweries that do make an Oktoberfest. Let's put this way. I think every brewery makes a freaking Oktoberfest.
It's like beer Christmas.
Right.
I mean,
this That's a fucking awesome point. Oktoberfest is like beer Christmas.
That's like,
you know,
in your tributes.
But a good Oktoberfest should be something, because you're drinking all day at Oktoberfest, shouldn't knock you on your ass, shouldn't be so heavy that you get full on it. It's a good solid beer that way.
What the fuck Oktoberfest are you drinking?
Well,
I want the one that knocks you the hell over.
Have you seen the beers that the size of the mugs they have
to
walk around with?
Fuck yeah! So
you
really,
you
this is
drink.
What you want. You don't want to. Yeah. You don't want to.
And they're also drinking real German
beer. Yeah, but they're like professional.
No. Again, here's the thing. This is what a real German Oktoberfest would taste like. It's not a heavy beer. It's not an overly alcoholic beer. Seriously.
Okay, yeah, it's supposed to be like malty, toasted.
Yeah, I think I'm missing the malty.
I have to say it's okay on the malt.
I don't think it's anything to write home about. I'll take a Sam Adams Oktoberfest over this.
But Sam Adams is like caramely.
That's about as
much. That's yeah. I don't want
them
over
caramely.
I don't like them over caramely.
So
this is a good.
The Oktoberfest is the pumpkin spice of beers.
Except for pumpkin
spice
beers.
Yeah. Thank you. How many freaking
pumpkin spice
beers there are now?
I love pumpkin spice and pumpkin
Fuck
spice
it.
Beers and
Nasty.
Pumpkin spice spiders.
Gross.
Spider
we have pumpkins growing
and
in our
spider. You know how I feel about
spiders.
And spider
spiders.
Yeah, thank you. That's the only place. Yeah, you know where pumpkin spice belongs? Pumpkin pie.
Oh, I don't. I actually, the only pumpkin thing I don't like is pumpkin pie.
And also,
how do you not like pumpkin pie?
That's the only
pumpkin.
So I love
pumpkin spice,
pumpkin,
but you don't like pumpkin
don't
pie.
Like
pumpkins are for carbs.
That's like how some people
really
like ketchup and tomatoes.
I don't think
we
need to eat that.
I can give a pass to people who don't like pumpkin pie because the texture is fucking weird.
That's why I don't like it.
But I like the texture of pumpkin pie because I'm fucking weird.
Why are you feeling your pumpkin pie?
Wait a minute. Think about what you just said.
You just said you were eating your pumpkin pie.
Oh, sorry. Do you not feel foods with your tongue when you're eating them, Tom?
You know what's great?
No, he knows what he says.
It's a nice moist. All right, pumpkin pie.
It's warm.
The moistest.
Well, I mean, you've got to also just put as much.
Okay.
All right, back to the beer.
Let's go ahead and vote on this. You know, I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm all right with
I've
that.
I've had better Oktoberfest beers.
No, I think it's a solid Oktoberfest.
You know what I think you guys are missing? The last two beers we tried.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, you guys are like,
yes, sometimes it's a matter of perspective.
I've been gone drinking beers.
All right, Laura, well,
I ate some gum before, so it tastes real bad.
Yeah, that doesn't do it.
So I'm not going to.
I would agree, it's nothing to write home about, but I mean,
it's
still
a solid beer. Yeah, I would drink it.
I could drink a lot of this.
All right, so, mainly up, but a couple of middle of the road. It's nothing bad, you know. We've had Hinterland before, and I gotta say their last beer wasn't bad that we had from them either.
Sure.
I think they're just a good one of these good breweries that just turns out. Nothing spectacular. Nothing. Oh my God, this is the most amazing beer ever.
Out of the box like MKE kind of.
Right.
Your eyes out of the
right.
box on purpose.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Where they, I don't think this company does, but they do a solid job as far as their brewing goes. So, all right. Judge Rob, pass verdict on this.
Charge one, smelling like urinal cake. Guilty as fuck. Charge two, misuse of the word hinterland. And
this doesn't
guilty.
It doesn't taste like deer.
So damn guilty.
I don't taste the blood.
Jägermeister.
Where's my jalapeno cheddar flavor additive in
this? Yeah, it doesn't
beer?
Taste like deer urine.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a good thing. It doesn't taste like Jägermeister.
That's the best
thing.
Venison. In
all right.
Jalapeno.
We have another
sentence.
Oh, we're still.
You gotta go hunting with my cousin Dave.
Oh, that's better.
So
can you say
New
squeal like a pig?
Also has their Oktoberfest, and they also have a deer on their bottle for some reason. There's a couple days.
What is this
in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Just throw the deer
in the
Oktoberfest.
Yeah, fall comes around. It is now bow hunting season in Wisconsin.
That's our slogan now, isn't it? Wisconsin,
we kill deer.
So apparently
and
take these hunting
serial killers.
Right?
But
yes, there is that.
That's true. We're very good at that.
And kind of maybe convicted serial killers. Who knows?
Oh, we eat people in Wisconsin.
That's
what we do.
Cannibals and cheese.
Yep.
The two
just
C's.
Because one guy ruins it for all of us.
Ed Gein and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
You know,
and
the two most famous that are
Avery.
Fictional.
Yeah, well, and yeah, I still have to, what's his face from,
what was it, Son of Sam?
Oh, God, yeah, Chicago.
John Wayne Gacy.
Gacy had a home in Wisconsin,
if
you remember. So, just going to put that out there.
John Wayne Gacy didn't eat people, though.
Yeah, but he killed boys.
Yeah.
As a clown.
As a clown.
I mean,
okay?
I'm not saying he wasn't bad. I'm just saying it doesn't fit in with the whole Wisconsin East.
Kind of sounds like you're defending
Speaking
John
Speaking of killing boys.
Just saying.
Come on, I'm trying to get off.
Wait. He did have a good segue there. Killing boys, Rob. Killing boys. What's
we
the real,
talk about some
what's the real
boys.
Topic tonight, Rob?
Serial killers.
I'm going to be real
are.
Good at this topic.
Games you play with children?
No! No, that is not the topic tonight.
No.
Going to hell.
Game clown?
Game clown, yeah.
Game clown, yeah. It's
clowns
the, yeah.
They kill?
It's the best of the... Yeah. It's, yeah, it's all of them.
That's really popular. Number one in the movies right now.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is the
so
real topic tonight, Rob?
We're talking the best of Game Boy, the best Game Boy games that are out there, and I'm gonna take. I did have a poll on my station about whether the DS counts as a Game Boy, and it was I was surprised I got this much. It was overwhelmingly hell no. You cannot call a DS a Game Boy.
Strike
but
it
there
up.
Are still some people who thought that it could.
It's tough.
You know,
okay.
It was overwhelmingly in the negative.
I'm gonna bring up a topic.
So
I'm gonna try to talk about
after
that a little
the
bit.
Advance, the Game Boy died.
That's it, and it was replaced with the DS. Even though the DS could play
the original DS, the original.
But,
no, the original DS could not. It's DSX. DSi, and I think some of the versions.
No, the DSi could not. Play.
The Lite, sorry.
Yeah,
so some of them did, but not all.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah. The original DS did not.
And
okay,
they
did
couldn't
not,
play.
Right.
Game Boys, could they?
No,
they could play Game Boy.
Yeah, the original DS
It could play Game Boy.
Yeah, the original
Boy.
DS
could.
Okay.
Don't worry. Remember.
Okay.
No Sonic games on the Saturn.
Well,
you're not that bad.
We'll get back to that.
But regardless, different era. And, like, I can understand, like, the 90s, pinnacle of handhelds. Like, I can understand the DS kind of being a cutoff point. Especially because initially they tried to really plug those touch screen games. The gameplay changed. But we're gonna be talking about that golden era handhelds.
So,
what about your game gears, folks? It's Game Boy's time.
It's Game Boy's time.
I was gonna talk just a little bit about it. I'm not gonna do like a whole blurb like I have in the past, but everybody knows what the Game Boy is. But I'm gonna point out that
what's a Game Boy?
You knew that somebody.
Get out
of
here! You
did
do your research.
For like ever, you know, they've been trying to make a handheld experience that people would actually play. And my childhood was spent with a whole lot of semi-successful and completely failures at that attempt. Eventually it got to the point where they were, making little travel versions of Yahtzee and crap for people playing.
And Hangman.
Games are still huge. Yes.
Oh, God. Yes.
I had that.
Okay, travel Yahtzee was great.
Yeah. And when the Game Boy came out, I'm not going to tip my hand on what, not really. I don't know what my game is, but it was the first platform really where you were at the beginning playing roughly the same game that you were playing on your console at home. It wasn't a perfect console experience, but goddamn, it was much closer than we'd ever gotten.
Yeah.
It looked great.
And I'm going to say that I think they did something smart, even though the technology might have been available to do the backlighting and maybe color and all that with the original Game Boy I'm talking.
Yeah.
Battery consumption and efficiency wasn't at the same level. So you could play your Game Boy for hours on one set of batteries where some of the others that came out about the same time, they were done in a couple hours because
they had those big ass freaking CF bulbs.
Yeah. All the original backlit screens.
Right.
When they say backlit, they mean they had a CF tube in there that lit the damn screen up.
Right.
And CF tubes eat the juice up. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Like I think, some people, it was just black and white and that, but I think that they made it graphically interestingly enough, but kind of let go of some of the things they probably wanted to do, but
it was
wasn't good. It was a smart play.
I agree. I think that they did exactly what needed to be done at the time. They did what technology would allow them to do it, but at the same time, making it compelling compelling enough. I mean,
yeah, it was a good balance.
This is the platform of Pokemon. I mean, this is the platform, you know, this is it. This is like the birth of like some heavy video gaming that went on in the pocket before then. You were playing Space Invaders or Pac-Man or something.
Yeah, like...
Well, you said watch games.
Yeah, I mean, a pinnacle of, like, 80s, 90s kids experiences, for the most part. Like, and especially, you know, like, I remember getting my first Game Boy at Christmas with Tetris and just, like, lost my shit. Like, absolutely, it was like, is that magical, like, oh my god, moment of, like, you can actually play these games on the go. And again, it held up. It sold well. They had many iterations of it. Your Game Boy, the Game Boy is in various colors, and then the Pocket, and then the Game Boy Light, and then the Game Boy Color and Game Boy Advance. Obviously, sold super damn well. It was a staple in 90s terminology. So it was just.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and start with the games before we get too much into the platforms and talk about what game we all liked on the Game Boy.
Pokemon.
Is there another... Are we going to talk about anything besides Pokemon? Because as soon as it's all...
No! We are going to
talk about the
10
titles.
I saw the title of the episode, I was like, oh, so we're all going to talk about Pokemon.
You can't!
My game isn't Pokemon.
Fine.
Mine isn't.
You think Game Boy, you think Pokemon. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, and that's her. And like, I commend Red and Blue. Like,
sure.
And I was like, but I do have to say, Gold and Silver, best damn games when it came to the Pokemon series. Because you pretty much got two games in one. You got to play through the whole Johto region, collect all these new Pokemon, and you're like, oh, fuck, I beat the Elite Four? I'm going to go back to Johto and play the original story with all these new Pokemon. It was like, when I learned that fact, I bought a copy in Japanese at a friggin' market down in Illinois when I was a kid.
Remember you
didn't know jack shit.
And it wasn't Japanese.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a full Japanese copy.
You could learn, like, once you learn the menu and everything, it was really simple.
We're getting some great feedback on Games of the Peter Galaxy, so don't just say Pokemon, guys.
I'll talk about other stuff, but we have to address the 10-ton elephant in the room.
Kirby Pinball was a good choice.
I'm
just saying we're getting some feedback in the peanut gallery right now. So
I would say that's generational. For you guys it's Pokemon, but that doesn't even hit.
You said
radar.
Pokemon.
Let's start with you, Justin.
Well, I call Pokemon because it's funny.
Which one?
I have red and I have yellow.
Okay, so did you like the red the better?
Yeah, okay. I was, you know, Charmander, Fire.
Right.
But yeah, I you have to address the 10 to 9 with Ruby.
Yeah.
I listing them in here, man.
I do appreciate the mention of Tetris, though. Again, I got that with the original Game Boy, and I think culturally, like, that was a huge seller for the Game Boy. It was so close to the arcade experience because it was a relatively simple game.
Right.
Being able to take it wherever you go, like, was a big deal. And like, it had a wide appeal. So like,
we had a debate on this show whether or not it should count as the number one selling video game of all time because it was packaged with the Game Boy.
It's such a wide appeal. Like, I mean, like, it's, yeah, there are a few people, a handful of people who don't like Tetris, but overall, like, you gotta say, like, oh, I appreciate Tetris as a game. Like,
it really good. Played it, yeah.
Yeah, and I enjoyed playing it. Or a lot of people really love Tetris. Like, it's a damn good puzzle game. So it was like, bringing that the first time as a, like, an actual portable experience was pretty fucking revolutionary. And the fact you could do that on an old-ass Game Boy, you know, black and white, you know.
Hey,
but it played well!
Thank you!
It fucking played well! And, again, like, that's what I got with my Game Boy, and I will always remember that Christmas at Grandma Joe's when I got it for Christmas. That was my moment.
Spoiled him.
It was like a joint gift. I think, like, everybody, like...
Yeah, we got kind of kicked in on that.
So.
All right, Larry, how about you?
You know, the original Game Boy was kind of a hardcore system for me. Like, you know, a lot of systems I've had, you know, I've talked about me getting a Nintendo 64 and selling it almost the next week and, you know, stuff. But that one I got into hard. And part of the reason was they had three Final Fantasy games that were just phenomenal. They had a Final Fantasy 1 and 2, which is basically the sort of standard Final Fantasy approach where, you know, you had turn-based selecting and that. And they were both awesome. I played them for hours and hours and hours. But they introduced Final Fantasy Adventure.
Yes.
And Final Fantasy Adventure was a Legend of Zelda-style game in the Final Fantasy sort of, I mean, I don't, the world really isn't consistent, but in that sort of world, and it was so awesome. I played it forever. I completed all three of those, you know, and which I don't complete a lot of games, and they were just so awesome to play. It was one of those where, like, I, like, had to buy the expansion, like, light, so I could play it, like,
at night.
So,
everybody had their own kit.
The magnifier.
The speakers on the side.
Yeah, that's so horrible.
I put in, like, 8-hour sessions on that thing, you know? Yeah, I mean, it was great. And then that was on top of, like, it's got one of the best, and I know I'm taking a few, but I don't think anyone else could have them, so. It had one of the best versions of Burger Time that I still play today, you know.
I've never played. Is it like the original Game Boy?
It's
black and white, or
yeah, the original black and white Game Boy Burger Time. You know, and I have the original. I'm gonna say it wrong. Everyone's gonna laugh. Cartridge. And
wow, it's good voted, people.
I don't get it.
Yeah. So
what's weird about the way he said cartridge?
That's right. Yeah. And you know,
he said cartridge.
I play it all the time. You know, and it had a nice system because as you go further along, they would give you passwords so you could skip earlier levels and stuff. The first couple levels are the same as the arcade.
Right. And remembering that the original Game Boy did not save games.
Right.
So you had to go on the original.
They had a battery.
And you know, that was always worrisome.
I don't remember.
Yeah. The battery would go away. And it was an expensive one.
Older games did not.
You know, I think it might have came out in that $60 price point kind of area for a Game Boy game, you know. But it had a battery in it, which none of the other ones did. And of course, and I'll share one more, you know, it had a great port of Blades of Steel, which was so awesome, you know, because, of course, Blades of Steel was awesome on NES, yes, hockey, and it was just a really good version of hockey, really fun, it's very simple. Of course, you could, you know, get in a fight and punch, and if you won the match, you got the puck, so that was really rewarding to, you know, beat the crap out of the other guy. So that was part of the game. And they ported it over to the Game Boy, and it was awesome. Like you said, I mean, it was the graphics were the same as the NES. Yeah, the color wasn't there, but, you know, the detail was there.
Right, and the gameplay was there.
So, I was going to go back to Burger Time just for a second. I think one of the reasons why that Burger Time was so good is because they did not go arcade with the controls.
To
make it work on a smaller screen, you had to get rid of that horrible, stringent, I've got to be pixel perfect on top.
Which we've talked about before.
Right, one of the annoying parts of Burger Time. Yeah, they relaxed
a little bit.
Somehow made it a better game.
It made it better.
Yeah,
I
just
actually
getting less
playing
stuff.
The Game Boy version to this day, sometimes more than playing the arcade game.
Because it's freaking good.
So there's some great.
Can you play out the fake colorizer?
I have done that because I bought the, and you could do that with the Super Game Boy, the one that you would insert in the SNES, and then you could play your Game Boy games in a SNES.
Because that thing is amazing, and like you said, like how the Game Boy really delivered a console experience. You could literally get it with the games, and it was still just amazing. Because sometimes you don't want to sit there huddled over this little screen. Sometimes you want to kick back on the couch and play Pokemon.
I remember the first time going over to a friend's house and seeing he had a Super Game Boy, and then plugging his Pokemon cartridge, and it not only made it color before the Game Boy Color came out. And had, like, all the custom borders and shit.
Yep.
I'm like,
yeah,
it blew my freaking mind.
That was awesome.
I'm gonna rob you. I'm only 8, but
I'm still gonna rob you.
I have no money, so I have to rob you.
I am sorry.
There's no choice. Can we still be friends after this?
No.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
Matt, how about you?
Pokemon. It's probably the only game that I've played on Game Boy, period.
Which Pokemon?
I like the Gold, Silver, Crystal series. Like, they're just, it's fucking fantastic.
Was that?
Fantastic.
Were those in a, I'm trying to trying to remember the cutoff. Were those the start of the color? Or
that's
were
the start
still?
Of the color, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, they were the launch one. They
yeah.
were one of the
red
launch
and blue,
titles.
Red, blue, and yellow were only 1998 and late 1999 for Pokemon, red, blue, and yellow. And then, yeah, it was like 2000, late 2000, early 2001, I think, for the Gold, Silver, Gen 2 generation.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it was a big
really
deal.
Fun,
so. Like, that was like, I'm just thinking of like, because I remember like 1998, it was like a few months in, like I got Pokemon Red. And so I had an original Game Boy, and like I started out on my hustle. As I had that original Game Boy, and then in fifth grade, I legitimately traded it to a kid on the playground for a gold Game Boy Pocket he had that had a loose screen. It had like, you know, they had like a plastic bezel on the
yeah.
front of it. It was loose. And I was like, I can just glue it back on.
So,
No, I know. Travis comes home with this like
a different Game Boy. I'm
dude,
like, you gotta give that back.
Yeah, because I knew the value of this person's
right?
value when he traded the kid for it.
But he didn't regret it. So like I got to keep. I legitimately like used a glue stick out of my friggin'.
Man, I wonder where this kid is now.
Yeah,
probably living.
Thanks,
in
Tristan. I appreciate it.
Living
like,
in regret.
I
what is Tristan doing now?
Yeah. He traded me his gold Game Boy Pocket.
Is he a contributing
bezel.
Member of society?
Yeah, it was nice. Like my Game Boy was in decent shape, so.
Other than changing from the Gray Boy to the Pocket,
Gray Boy, I like that. It's a good name.
Basically, that same console had at least a 10-year run of real activity.
That's big
a lot
selling games. I was thinking about it. It's like I got my original Game Boy when I was a small child, and I was thinking like I'm still buying games in like '98. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get a little like, you know, 10 or whatever. And like then after that, you had a Game Boy Color. And I was like,
the color would be like a new, almost like a new console.
Yeah,
because
you couldn't
know,
play on the original.
Right.
Yeah. But I was like, the fact is, I got it when I was like 5, and it was like still producing hit games.
Right. Now
like
I got my
later.
First one in like out of high school. So.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I mean, it's at least a 10-year run.
That's kind of bizarre. You know, you think about that thing ran the early hits when it first started, the early hits from the Apple II. I'm not kidding you. It had Apple II hits on it, like Lode Runner.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fucking Lode Runner.
It did have it on that. But that's also, Lode Runner was a multi-platform game.
But the point is, they were taking Windows 95, baby.
They were taking the right.
My dad was fucking obsessed with that game.
At
really? The
end of it.
Yeah, it was like the only video game he played. But he was just like, I have to get the monks to fall into the hole.
Anyway, at the end of his life,
those are good
reproductions. Trying to push out PlayStation games.
This is still Game Boy. Game Boy
the Advance
Color.
Is out by this point, but they still you can still get GBAs.
Get
the GBCs.
Looks like 89 was Game Boy, and then 12 years later is Game Boy Advance.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of years for the Game Boy to have.
Wow.
Different versions, like the color, like you were saying, the color, the smaller
ones. Yeah, the color was
different.
In there, but still, I don't even think color was, maybe a 2-3 year run, really?
It was basically the end of the life of the Game Boy before the Advance came out, so
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, it was only like 2-3 years or something.
Again, the Game Boy Color was nice, again, you can stick your original cartridges in it.
Right,
play
which
is
the beauty of
color.
Yeah, which was also cool that they had a fake color to it.
Yeah, I mean, they were backward compatible,
it was
completely through,
which is amazing. All right, Laura, how about you?
All right, I have two.
Oh, good.
First one is a Pokemon version, but it's Pokemon Pinball.
Oh,
right. It was really cool.
They had to have Rumble at the top?
Yep, it sure did. You had to put a little battery in it, and it had a Rumble feature.
Built into
and,
the cartridge?
Yep, and
yep.
so
oh,
then
okay.
when you like got, you know, hit the pinball against things, it rumbled and stuff. It was pretty cool. That was one of my favorites. And then Harry Potter. I'm not sure if it was a good game, but like 10-year-old me really enjoyed it. So you just run around, you cast spells, and I don't even remember what else you do, but
that's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That's it, right? Just spells.
Pretty much.
And get murdered in gruesome ways. But that's towards the end of the series.
I was gonna say, not like
not when we were getting games at that age. Oh. That is what happens. Read the series. A lot of people get murdered. We are getting
so many good games. You know, how many games there were.
I mean, it had
almost as if the Game Boy was an extremely popular.
No, you know, I'm looking at I have forgotten about a lot of these titles that are coming up in the.
Lewis mentioned Super Mario Land, which was one of the earlier games I got. I really liked that because it was an older Game Boy game that really was very close to the console experience. Yeah, it was the graphics kind of looked a little janky and crazy, but like I remember playing as a kid, and like, man, this is like playing Super Mario on the NES. Like,
yeah,
it was a close enough experience that it was like, and with the technology that it had, it was very impressive.
See, and that's talking about some things being that Jason mentions Metroid. And Metroid on the Game Boy played like it played on every other system. So when you played it,
I didn't lose any feel. The ground's
still but
the gameplay the source material.
No, you can talk about it. I was just saying we're getting so many good games in the chat room right now.
I told him.
You did. You did tell him.
Oh, and by the way, they just said Ben says go away, Matt.
Which Ben?
Well, how many bands do you know?
Well, there are
Thompson.
Fuck you, Ben.
Hi, Benji.
You can't tell me where to go. You already left.
All right.
Save your crime for later, man.
All right, Ryan. Ryan, now that we've stolen your thunder, how about you, Ryan?
I think it was Metroid.
Yeah?
Metroid 2 loves it. Return of Samus.
Of Sheamus.
Shame.
Don't do it to him.
So for me, when I got Game Boy, it was like somebody introduced it to me. Like, you know, everyone had the Tetris thing, and it, like Gizmo was worth. Everyone was playing it. So I think for Tetris, that was pretty cool. And then I started realizing, look at all these other Nintendo-style games that I could, like, take with you on the walk, you know, with you to go. So yeah, I had the Mario Land, but the Metroid, I think was. I love the original Metroid, and then being able to take Metroid with me in a different version was a lot of fun.
But
it still had a lot of the same functionality. I don't remember if it's saved, though.
It did not save. The original Metroid did not have a save on it.
I would guess for the time probably had a password system.
Password, probably. Same thing. Because I know Metroid had the password where you had to write down. So
yeah.
Right.
I would guess for the time it would probably.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost going to have to separate in GBA.
Do not send it to GBA
I think it's fair enough. Let's just stay on.
I got a GBA one. I talked about other people's games. Mine was going to be a GBA game. So
all right. I got a GBA.
Yeah, fuck my game over too, Travis.
I was using comments.
Well, I got some people's comments.
We're just interacting.
Call me Travis.
I didn't realize how long that platform stayed just the Game Boy without being advanced.
Oh, that's
crazy,
right?
Cartridge style. 10 years? That's a long year.
Oh!
I mean... Well, when did the Advance originally come? 2001. So we have 89 to 2001.
Yeah.
I mean,
like 12 years.
Yeah. That's a long ass time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they went through different iterations.
Yeah, but again,
releasing games.
Right, and all
that
work
Game Boy Pocket.
No,
that.
Yeah.
Like,
the Game Boy Color games are not working there, so Game Boy. So
right.
There were specific games over the system. It wasn't.
It would give you a message, though.
Like Heroes
of Might. I did that. Yeah. It does give you a message. It says this is for the Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
And then it says below me. No, it doesn't.
That's what all Nintendo games said, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, blow
see
me.
If you want to work, game
to
work,
blow me,
blow
please.
This
end. Yeah.
All right, how about
please.
You, Tyler? How about you?
I actually have mentioned this
that
game before, like years ago, podcast. But Donkey Kong for the Game Boy is amazing. It's not
Donkey Kong Country or Land.
No,
Donkey Kong.
Oh,
it's
no.
I played that one totally too.
No, and it's not just the main level. It starts off there, and then you go through an entire series of different levels and stuff.
Yeah.
You can do different jumps and stuff, different environments you interact with, and it is freaking fun. It's also not
that
easy at times.
That's a good choice too.
Yeah,
I
played the hell out of that. And it was great. It had save feature in it and everything. I mean, it was really great.
I had Donkey Kong Land. That was also a really good, like... to a handheld port. Like, I didn't own a Super Nintendo, so the Game Boy was the best thing I had, and that was pretty fun, like, playing, like, a Donkey Kong experience. And again, I haven't played the one on the Game Boy. I'll have to go back and check that out.
Yeah, they released it as a virtual one to download, actually, too, so I recommend checking it out. But also, even though it's not fairly the same thing, I was just going to mention the Super Game Boy because it's amazing, and being able to sit down on the couch and play on a full screen is awesome.
That is, yeah.
Funnily enough, they're, in Japan, they actually had a Super Game Boy 2.
And what did a Super Game Boy 2 do?
I don't know what
it had the number 2 on it.
Yeah. It allowed you to play Game Boy Advance game on your SNES.
That was the bootleg version.
Oh, and it really, all it does is add the Link port. You can actually link up so you can, like, trade Pokemon.
It's clear. I remember doing that as a kid, too. Yeah. In the big tire thing at the elementary school.
Yep, at elementary school.
We were cool.
We were on the racket, you know. I had early Game Shark, you know.
Oh, the Game Shark, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about hardware in a little bit.
I knew how to, like, and I was, like, one of the kids in, like, elementary school who knew, like, how to do the red can or their rare candy glitch and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, I get all the missing now and all that fun stuff.
Well, Benji Gamer knew about the number 2. It fixes latency issue.
Oh, okay.
Said.
Ah, all right.
So yeah, input delay, things like that for playing games. But
I never noticed latency, but I kind of move in slow motion anyways. So.
That's true. Now that the vision's blurry, I really don't have a problem.
Larry is
the
lag and Bob.
LCDs either.
So, again, I did not get into the handheld game. Here's my thing with handheld gaming. I always felt it was a little isolation, and we'll talk about that a bit more later. I felt that handheld gaming was generally, again, great for one person, but I like gaming for gaming experiences, so I didn't get much into that. Until last year when Travis showed me something on the Game Boy Advance, Four Swords. Is unfreaking believable. Now, the cool thing about Four Swords is it's not really a Game Boy Advance game per se.
So
it's a GameCube game that allows you to use Legend of Zelda.
The Zelda game?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I'm surprised at that.
There's two games. So the original Four Swords, there's Zelda Four Swords, which was part of Link's Awakening DX for the Game Boy Advance, and it was so you could actually play four Link cables together. And play with the Game Boys. And then after that, there was Four Swords Adventures. But that's technically a GameCube game.
I know it is, but you have to have a Game Boy Advance to play it.
He realizes that he likes little boys better than he likes little girls.
He never makes a move on Zelda.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Wow, that was a sidebar.
Sidebar.
I couldn't.
That was quite the sidebar.
I had to
leave. The mic picked up nicely.
Well,
okay. But so here's the thing about that. But you still have the Game Boy Advance to play. You have to have those for controllers, and
that's very loosely a Game Boy.
It's still a Game Boy Advance game, so you really have to have the Game Boy Advance to use it. Well, okay, it's a game, but you can't play without the Game Boy Advance. And I do like the fact that it's a multiplayer game.
You use the game the Game Boy Player.
If that's kind of what we're doing. Well, we cheat to do it, but
it wasn't even Nintendo.
Not Nintendo.
You're like this PlayStation.
This is on the PlayStation 2.
No, it's not
Sega. Master.
But it's cool.
It's
a great multiplayer game. And that's something I want to talk about when we get to the hardware part of the Game Boy Advance and the Game Boy systems is multiplayer. We'll get to that a little bit more later.
So the guy...
We will?
The guy who's
got time
totally into VR...
Let's do a Game Boy Advance episode!
Fuck
it!
We could bring it up. Alright.
The guy totally into VR experience is concerned about an
there's plenty of fun stuff to talk about.
Yes! But you can do VR as a multiplayer game. A lot of them are. Again, my favorite one right now is still Wands, and that is a good multiplayer game.
Are we allowed to... We're allowed to tell people in the chat room about
MGC.
No.
Yes, it's an official announcement now. So guys, MGC this year, we are gonna be amazing this year. You think what we've done before at MGC is off the hook? Wait till you see what we do this year.
We have space.
We're gonna be more drunk.
That too.
We're drunk and less sweaty.
Cross dressy.
Less sweaty.
Don't count down the less sweaty part yet.
It's
okay?
So big though. The facility is so large.
It is so big.
I'm the other one.
Space.
You just take so in, much huh? inside of it, Justin.
Your face, dude. You do so many things.
And it does make you sweat.
God damn it all.
Oh, my eyes are watering. I had to hold that beer and just choke it.
Okay.
And it was so big.
Trav, what was the Mega Man car? Guys, he needs car.
Okay, that was the one I was going to talk about in the advance episode, but it's called Mega Man Battle Network. It's one of my favorite series. Like,
go blow this load.
It's pretty underrated. I'll talk about it.
All right. So we're gonna break off Advanced to a separate.
I think we're gonna have to. Yeah.
All right, I'll
talk about it. But if you get a chance to take a look into it, spend a little time. The games are relatively cheap. There's plenty of them. It's a very fun game.
Okay.
Mega Man Battle Network.
Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the hardware. But before we talk about the hardware, let's go ahead and give away some passes to Wizard World Madison.
Wizard World time!
So, it's a giveaway time. If you're watching the show live right now, or even if you catch this recorded, enter the contest, because you never know who's done it or who hasn't. So, here's the deal. We've got two sets of passes to give away to Wizard World Madison, which is this coming weekend in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm going to say Wizard World Madison. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to send an email to, and I'll tell you in just a moment, and in the subject line, you're going to say Wizard World. And if you send us the email and you're one of the first emails there, one of the first two emails, you'll get a pair of tickets to Wizard World Madison. So send them to... Send them to wizardworld@guidesgamesandbeer.net. First two emails we get with Wizard World as the subject line, each get a set of passes. We'll send you back a link for your set of passes. Okay. All right, go now. If you're watching the show, you want those.
All right, now you got to get it on.
I will.
You got to get it on our.
I'll put it on the Facebook page right now. All right.
Well, it's too late by that time.
Well, it might not be. You never know.
Never know.
We have five listeners, but
they may not be open that weekend. So let me put that on that. Rob, you gonna do it? You gonna put it on Facebook? I'll put it on the Twitter.
I'll put it
on Twitter.
The podcast itself goes up.
Well, yes, but if you're watching live, you're following us on Twitter.
Incentives for watching live.
So, for us chuds who aren't watching it live right now, I mean, we're talking about something. You know?
So those jerk-offs who are listening on their podcast apps really missed out.
Too bad, so sad.
Yeah,
they also might be in Argentina.
It's the
so
worst.
So they probably couldn't make it.
Right.
You know what else is
right. So, right.
Segway. I was doing a segue again.
We don't have...
You bought a Segway?
Nice.
That was the worst.
Good job, Paul.
You know what else is the worst? I did it again. All right, third time, come on. You gotta get into the bat.
I don't have a bat.
All right, we're gonna talk about the worst games in the game book.
Oh, yeah.
Travis.
All right, I just threw it up and hit the ball.
I just want to keep talking about good games.
Yeah, there were so many good games.
I know where they're.
Let's talk about that. I'm not gonna enforce the bad games part. I don't really feel we need it.
We just talk about more good games.
I'd like to talk about hardware. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the hardware.
All right.
Oh, it's
taken away on the hardware.
All right, so who wants to go first on that?
I'd like to talk about it.
Let's talk about the original Game Boy. Think about all the accessory packs they sold for the original Game Boy.
Ooh, the printer?
Not just the printer.
Yeah, with the camera.
The camera. Okay, that's the one I wanted to bring up. Because this was in the early days of digital photography. This was before you had a phone that had a camera on it.
Or you had a dedicated digital camera.
Thank you. And yet they came out with...
A 0.3 megapixel camera would have been, a couple hundred bucks.
Right. But it wasn't for this particular system. You could get it for about $60. It was a plug-in that fits your cartridge thing. And if you had the printer, the cool thing was, not only could you... actually take pictures, you could print them out on that printer that came with the Game Boy.
You could also put yourself in games, which was pretty...
Which, no,
make funny faces.
Yes, it had applications for doing that.
Little ball juggling.
So think about all the stuff you could do with that.
It was Snapchat before Snapchat.
Well, and again, if you think about when this came out, like I said, you didn't have digital cameras.
I don't think it was Snapchat before Snapchat, because...
You couldn't send that shit.
Yeah.
You could print it out.
Could.
Yeah, that didn't stop people from getting pictures of their job.
You can still print it out. Stick it.
And send it in snail mail.
It was in 1998.
Oh,
I wonder. I remember there being
digital cameras. Yeah,
right?
But
It was still very early on.
Really expensive.
Very expensive. Late 90s, where you actually had to work to get your dick pics on to people who didn't want to see it.
I'm doing a quick search, because I remember some other games were compatible with the Game Boy printer.
But now that was a cool piece of hardware that came out with that nobody else had done yet. I mean, think about it. Can you think of another system at the time that
had
that?
It's truly fucking bizarre. They're like, oh, hey, like...
Here's the reason why they did. In Japan at the time, photo booths were really popular. That's why they had that background application that went with it. Photo booths,
these weird little
booths where you could go get your own photo stickers printed up, were really popular in Japan.
So
hence the reason Nintendo.
I have a list of games compatible with the Game Boy printer, and apparently there was a Little Nicky Game Boy game that was compatible with the Game Boy printer.
Well, we gotta get
weird,
it.
You know,
Little Nicky.
Obviously, they're a reference.
Yeah.
Sandler. there was a bunch of Pokemon games. I remember you could like print out some of the Pokemon you had in later generations, which was pretty cool. You got the roll and it was actually like stickers, so you could actually print them out, put them on your friggin' notebooks and stuff. I mean, because I was a cool kid and I wanted to show off all my Pokemon. You know.
But you could do it. And that was the other thing. A lot of the software, or the cartridges, actually took advantage of the ability to print things out and started putting that into their games where you could print things out.
I made a wizard word.
That's gonna fail. All right, you had one job.
Well, God, it's not like I mean, really, based on
you have five jobs.
Yeah,
that's
how
Pro handles it.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, Lord,
he knew.
So
it goes the same place.
He knew it was coming.
He'll figure it out.
Walked right into that.
So I mean, outside of Matt, we all had Game Boys as kids, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Wait.
I was old by the time the Game Boy.
Holy crap! You were.
What?
No, I was. Wait. I was still in high school.
Did you guys have any weird colors or variants that you guys really liked?
Gray.
I had the Game Boy Color. I had a Pokemon one, so it had.
Was it the yellow one?
The yellow one with the little Pikachu on it.
Kids, we had no awareness of that. In 1989, we had no internet to tell us that those were out there. If you saw it on the shelf, you bought it, but it wasn't very often on the shelves in the middle of fucking Wisconsin. In the 47th worst video game.
We walked both ways.
I get it.
It was in the rain and the snow.
All we had was people miles around
on the way back.
Polio.
Well, that sounds like a good thing.
And they didn't arrest pervert uncles back then either, so you're being touched the whole way up.
Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
True in the 80s, that they really just hated kids in the 80s.
Tom Set had the same Game Boy. I was super jealous of that
one. You had something nice, Benji?
Yeah, Ben had the Game Boy, the Pokemon Game Boy. They had a few different ones. There was the first gen one, which was the yellow and blue. They had the yellow front, blue back, had a Pikachu on the front. It was really cool.
One.
And then they had one for silver and gold, which was, it had the starter Pokemon had Cyndaquil cool, and Togedow. It was like silver, which was pretty sweet. I had a pretty generic the Atomic Purple.
Yeah, I had
yeah,
that
no.
purple clear one.
Yeah,
that was the color, I think it was, the Game Boy Color.
Yeah,
I had a couple different ones.
Why was it Atomic?
I know. I had that clear one. I had the blue one, and I had like a Pikachu.
Because they came out at the same time that they had those 64 controllers.
No, like the one. Purple N64.
It was clear, and you were like, ooh, it's clear.
Yeah.
I only had.
No, I can see the really boring internal parts.
No, I can see there's incredibly basic circuit boards in there.
World Wizard,
circuit boards. How do they work?
Joysticks.
Anyway. And had a squiggly light for mine.
Yeah. Still the squiggly light.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Funnily enough, so again, I touched base on it just a little before, but during the Game Boy Pocket era in Japan, they had the Game Boy Light, which was the Game Boy Pocket with the backlight in it, which they did not release in America.
Awesome.
They were like, they just went straight to the Game Boy Color.
They should be selling those things now. They should probably
People mod them.
You can buy the Game Boy, the Game Boy Color, the Game Boy Advance. You can buy a backlit screen.
Mm-hmm. The Game Boy Color is a very difficult one to get.
We had the
original
Game
Boy
Advance.
Easy is how big part.
For
yeah,
the
original
Boy,
Game Boys were easy.
I had
the
reflow
of the sound
around
the
hard to
get,
otherwise
I'd
done
it
by
now.
Yeah, for
so
the Game
Boys,
we put ours
the
in
Game Boy,
ourselves and then
the regular Game Boy
off.
Pocket.
But yeah, that's, yeah.
There's another. I did another one of them. Jesus Christ! How can I not remember? Oh, I did the Game Boy Advance too.
Yeah,
I did
yeah,
the Game Boy
Advance.
Yeah,
Advance.
Like.
The more comfortable version. I mean, the SP was nice.
It is better.
I still like the wide one myself.
The wide one was more comfortable.
I just came up with a project in my head is to mod the most monstrous, weird Game Boy you can, like...
With accessories?
Okay. Yeah, we can do accessories, too. I'm just thinking, like, even stock, like, to see how monstrous you can make it on the inside. Just, like, backlight it, replace the speaker,
put LEDs in there. LEDs.
They've got case lighting available for it.
We can make the ugliest Game Boy.
Put a vape pen in it. It'll be great.
I was gonna say. I say you permanently affix all of the accessories, so it's just like a giant like nugget that you pull out. Like,
and you have to unfold.
Yeah. And like,
you mean like the Game Gear?
Like the Game Gear, exactly. Like that piece of shit.
We should do a show. Or like here. the weird shit you could add to that.
The Genesis Tower.
Yes.
Or the Genesis Tower.
Game Boy attaches right to the top.
Hey, speaking of which, I saw today, if anybody's looking for it, Genesis CD, $50.
I don't know.
Yeah.
First or second?
First gen.
Okay.
No, second gen. Side one.
Yeah, the side one. Yeah.
Side one. So,
but third gen,
$50 for a working one is not a bad deal.
Yeah, for a working one, yeah, for sure.
So I saw that today, so if anybody's interested, tell me, I'll send you the link. All right, so anybody else want to talk about the hardware at all? There's another piece I want to talk about. What we talked about before, the reason I'm not really big on handhelds because of the single player, is the link cable that came with the original, right? All the way from the first Game Boy on, they had the link cable so you could play with your friends. And the cool thing was, it wasn't just a straight link-to-link cable. That was the most common way to use it. You just plug two Game Boys in and play head-to-head with your friends.
Right.
But they also had an adapter you could buy, even for the original Game Boy, that allowed up to four people to play a game.
But you had to find games that were compatible.
There was a fair amount of actually.
And people that, I would say, people
okay,
to
that's
play
more
with.
To the point, is friends to play with. But actually, the list of games is pretty
hard. You already have a Game Boy in your hand.
Yeah, but you're an introvert with a Game Boy, and you're like, I don't
want to
talk to people. Oh, no.
Never mind. So, forget it. Did I mention Game Boy?
You don't have Pokemon to train me? I don't want to deal with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, but
I will
for
you,
that
I will
reason,
you
for
the leveling
well,
cable.
For if you have Pokemon, I feel like you can always make friends.
For Game
like,
Boy, I think
so,
there was
which
a...
Part?
There was an official front light.
I would think
and
Digimon
it worked
fan.
Really, really yeah. well.
A Nintendo front light for it?
Yeah. Was it
as opposed to
or in the court, Big Peanut Gallery yell out to Pick Up and Go Games.
Pick Up and Go Games! We'll see you guys soon with a Game Hole. Hopefully
sorry
see you guys
that.
At Game Hole Con.
Yeah.
They're
fucking
out.
Yeah. Even better
drink. No. There's not many rules.
That's why
you guys get the beer.
I'm surprised.
Try not to throw up in the front yard, but hell,
but
you
yeah.
know, it's...
I mean,
what about the backyard?
Brown Liquor Christmas.
Brown
like
Liquor Christmas, all bets are off.
That's more like a guideline.
Yeah. Yeah, at that point.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I've seen Pirates of the Caribbean enough times where every time I say guideline, when I'm saying it's more of a guideline, I say it like fucking that. Thanks, Pirates. What the fuck?
Okay, Pirates is a different movie.
Hey,
you're watching
hey,
a different
well,
movie.
Hey,
I have also seen that one.
So?
It
it's
is
a
okay.
Good, it's a good flick.
It is okay,
it's a good flick.
Jay.
Very enjoyable visually.
Whoa. Today,
I want to link to that. Today is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
You can watch
the
special part of
Talk Like a Pirate Day.
So good job.
All right. We need to explain what this is.
Well, wait, yeah. Explain this, because I never heard of this before.
You haven't told me before.
You haven't heard of that?
No!
Well, it's old now.
It used to be the most expensive porn ever made because they bought all the sets from the Pirates from Disney.
Disney was not sure that there was going to be a franchise because back when we used to only make one movie and now we make six of everything.
Right.
And so they sold them, I believe, to one of the big porn, I don't know,
one of the big porn studios
and then they made just a porno, but it's about pirates on these beautiful sets.
That are all for Pirates of the Caribbean.
These multi-million dollar sets for a
this
children's movie.
This is the tale!
But then, you
they were selling to do a porno.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They knew exactly what they did. We're going to film people fucking up.
I mean, if
you were like,
fine,
whatever.
Yeah,
we sold it.
Hey, well, it's already PG
PG-13, so fuck it.
No, Disney goes, it's your business. We just want the money.
Yeah.
So they went, have you seen the castles in
the world? Man, this show is educational.
Yeah, really. I did not know. I will have to.
It's
a whole this one. It's like a decade.
I had never heard of that.
And it's like a, you know, it's like a movie with like sword and actual metal sword fighting and everything.
Wow.
So, okay.
But there are also fucking interludes.
There's quite a bit of that.
Besides the sword. So when you talk about sword play, it covers it on all levels.
It does.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so glad we have this.
I don't know if you guys got that, but sword play meant penises.
Oh.
Really? I didn't know that. So back in the day.
I'm glad we talked about it
when they say watch movies. Find out if they were offensive or not.
Okay.
This one would pass because...
It had artistic qualities. Think about back in the days of Blockbuster. I mean, how many parents thought they were bringing home Pirates of the Caribbean? You know what I mean?
To be fair, they made a version where they cut all the sex scenes out. It's
real quick.
You said double entendre. Has anybody ever made a triple
one? Pirates did!
Can you make a triple one?
Is it possible?
You're so dirty.
Alright, we don't have to keep talking. We don't have to think.
Alright, let's get back.
I mean, we could.
Alright, okay.
We've melted into cake.
I think we've melted olives. Does anybody have any?
I want to say pain.
This show had everything.
Yeah, we really did kind of cover everything.
They even had the chaos at the end.
All right, so.
Is there any other porn topics we want to
cover? No,
all-purpose vegetables.
Yard porn?
All right, Rob, why don't you go ahead and take us out?
Oh, God. All right, so, you know, I really wasn't expecting to quite take us out yet, but I definitely can. If you're the kind of person who enjoys this kind of crap, well, you can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. On Facebook, join that chaos every week on Tuesday night. www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. But
we'll
wait.
To you.
No, we won't.
But wait, if you...
Continue.
If you have something you absolutely have to say to Guys Games and Beer, you can, of course, call the Guys Games and Beer hotline at 262-885-2337 and leave us a message.
We may even play on the show.
Didn't you see the post?
We'll probably
saw
something
the
post. Really dirty.
We may play it on the show anyways.
I mean, we're already talking about porn, so who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty much like a lean hard R right now.
Yeah.
So.
That's 262-885-2337. On Twitch... Guys, games and beer. You know what? Do we care?
On Twitch?
We got
Twitch. We care on Twitch.
So, yeah, I guess. We do care about you, Twitch.
We love you, Twitch.
We love you, Twitch.
Yeah. Totally weren't just an afterthought.
All like six of
them.
No, you weren't. I'm good with all six of them.
Yeah.
That's four right now.
I agree.
We were at six earlier. We dropped out of four. I'm good with that.
I'm one.
Three. Never mind. We're done with three. You put. You left.
I swear it gets bigger.
Jeez. All right. So, what do we got coming up, Rob?
We got Game Hole Con coming up.
That's going to be so much fun.
Not even a couple months. 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah, it is 5 weeks.
It's like 5 weeks away.
We're going to get into the second month.
First weekend of November.
It's a damn good convention. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. We've interviewed the showrunners a couple of times. Absolutely love the show. It's got great spirit. Lots of fun board games. We get hammered. We're gonna be
some days can be rough.
Interviews with
our interviews are better
orcs.
Than average.
Interviews
we talk
with
really cool people.
Orcs.
Yeah, orcs. Great game creators. It's got that old school Gen Con spirit.
No, we just kind of stare at
you. No, that's something to bring up. It has the feel of the original Gen Con.
Yeah, it's fucking magical. It's a great weekend. It's cheap. For most people who are watching this live right now, it's local to your area. It's only about an hour drive out. It's awesome. Go check it out.
Yeah, well worth
checking
out.
We're going to be talking about it more as it comes up, but go look at it now. It's fun.
Yeah, tickets are on sale. Events are filling up.
We'll be there.
Yeah, October 1st is the last day for pre-registration.
We'll have beer.
That would scare them away.
Well, are we gonna mention the bonus thing we're doing?
No, not yet. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
But yeah, we're trying to get things.
So surprise.
It's a podcast enlargement pump.
So get your tickets in.
Swedish made podcast enlargement pump.
You're right.
All right.
Oh, 2 weeks from now, we've got the developers of Vindicta coming on. It's going to be a special episode because they're from Beirut.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that early in the
you
morning
mean the
on
game
a Saturday morning.
To
college?
Worldwide. Oh, yeah, we are going worldwide.
So we're excited to have them on.
We're globalists.
I'm not going to, like, I don't want to blow, like, Don't upload on this, but I do want to say that they've come up with a very creative solution to the problem of running and movement in VR.
It's amazing.
And first-person shooters in VR, sorry. They've actually come up with a solution that seems to work.
I love it. So, yeah. I really love what they've done for motion.
Yeah, so that's pretty damn exciting. I'm glad to have them on. That was a bit of a haul to get them, but we got them now, and
wow.
I'm very happy to have them. So 2 weeks from now, we're going to have them on. Anything else? You guys think of anything else?
Yeah, again, get your emails in if you haven't already. First two emails we get, again, to wizardworld@guysgamesandbeer.net with Wizardworld as the subject. Win a set of passes to Wizardworld this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin. It's a decent con if you're looking for stuff to buy. Some of the panels are okay. Stan Lee is supposed to be there this weekend. So just saying right now, chances to maybe see Stan Lee. All right.
I might just have a confirm on another guest for next week. That's going to be really good. What I've been trying to land too. Hey, what do you know?
All right. So
everything's coming to Millhouse.
Take us out the rest of the way, Rob.
All right. Well, thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. We do appreciate it a whole lot, and we cannot wait to see you guys at GameholeCon. I am pretty damn hyped about it, so I hope you guys are too. Don't forget, the Wizard World tickets, I think as of now, are still open, although it takes our email server like 8 hours to process email. So it's hard to tell, really. But don't forget, it's Wizard World at guysgamesandbeer.net. And just put Wizard World in the title, and we'll see if you won. All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye, true believers.
Fare thee well.